Howdy, folks, and welcome back to another episode of Living the Dream Podcast with yours truly, Caitlin Flowers. I'm your host. Thank you for coming back and joining me. I hope you're impacted by this episode. Let's get into it. Man, y'all, I've been in the trenches, you know. I've definitely been going through some transition in life, and that's kind of what we're going to talk about today. Some transitions I want. Some I don't, but you know, the transitioning period in life has been crazy, and I'm pretty sure you listening right now, you probably have gone through transitions, or you are going through transitions right now, and you can relate. But before I even get too deep into transition and my life and all that, what is that? Like, what is transition? I mean, it's clear cut. You know, it's the process or a period of changing from one state or condition to another. You know, and as I'm like currently figuring out a major decision and contemplating another major transition in my life, this quote that I found, that I came across, just resonates well. It's something that we kind of going to unpack too. You know, many speak of opportunities. When one door closes, another door opens, but rarely about the hallway. The transition, the in-between, where you are and where you're headed. The hallway doesn't have to be scary, dark, endless confusion. It can be a space of massive transformation, great memories, and peace. Wow. We're going to unpack that in a minute. Just stay on the ride. We definitely going to unpack that, and we're going to break that down. You know, I know many of us have been in school, and we remember the fun times in the hallway. Transitioning to class. Yeah, I know you thinking about it right now. Depending on what school you went to, you know, some of our suburban friends, they went to suburban schools, and some of our other friends did not. But for me, I saw a lot of fights in the hallway. You know, I saw a lot of, I mean, everybody saw prom proposals in the hallway. Come on, like, that was inevitable each year. My senior year, we did riots. We did a senior riot in the hallway. When we had senior pep rallies, or just pep rallies in general, it would be loud and crazy in the hallway. You know, my band would be in the hallway playing, so that would be, that's a huge thing in Texas. If you're from Texas, you like music, you like the band, you already know what that feeling was. You know, we all had that one hall monitor that just took their job way too seriously. You know, just got a whistle and they got a flashlight and they think they just run the world. They run the school, and they don't. But yeah, I remember that. And I also remember a time that, you know, I ran away from the, I think he was like the vice principal or something. He was somebody. He was a hall monitor at the time. Honestly, to me, I didn't really care. But I was late for school. I was late to class. I was at school on time. My grandma got me to school on time, y'all. But I was late to class. I don't know what I was doing. I was running my mouth in the hallway. And I did not feel like going to get a tardy pass. So my high school was big. Shout out to Elsick High School. My high school was big. So obviously there was ways around me to get into upstairs to my classroom. So I got to my classroom. Eventually, and I told the teacher, I was like, yeah, they ran out of hall passes. They said they marked it, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to call that man dumb. But he listened. He was like, okay, whatever. So I went to class, you know, I'm thinking life is good. And what makes it so funny is that I had on all white at that day at school. I don't know who I thought I was. And I had on some like orange and blue KDs, you know, just regular fit, obviously. But probably on my way to like second or third period, this guy like pulls me by my arm and is like, go to my office. I'm like, dude, what the heck? Like, so he pulls me to his office. He's like, yeah, like, you were running away from me. I couldn't find you, and I found you. Like, you're gonna get a tardy pass, and I'm gonna write you up. I'm gonna call your guardian, which at the time my grandma. And I was like, okay, call her. You know, I did not care. You know, eventually, but what happened was I had got sacked, and so I had to go to sack, and then I had got in trouble because I was playing basketball, so I got like triple punishment because I had to hear, you know, we didn't raise you like that, and you know, all this stuff at home, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, just good times. You know, I felt like, you know, those are good memories that, you know, we all should have. You might have a better memory than that. Let me know. But, you know, anyways, I had a kid in the hallway. I feel like everybody had that one kid in their class that would like run down the hallway with a backpack on, with their arms like to their back, like they were like, I don't know, Speedy Gonzalez or something weird. I don't know if you were that kid. Yeah, I'm sorry. Meeting up with your friends by the locker in the hallway, I couldn't do that because my locker was in the gym and I had to pass my coach office to get there, and I didn't want no smoke. So that part was not me. You know, and the hallway was a time for, you know, me to look at people's shoes. I don't know. I like shoes. It was my thing. And that's when KOTD, Kicks of the Day, was a thing. So, I mean, everybody looked at everybody's shoes. So, you know, that was a thing. You know, all those are good memories in the hallway that I cherish and that I look back on and I laugh and, you know, just think about sometimes. But what does the hallway of transition in your life look like? You know, what does that sound like? What does it feel like? Maybe the hallway of transition for you feels dark. You don't know where to go next. Maybe the hallway for you requires some guidance from other people to get to your destination. Maybe the hallway sounds overcrowded with other people's opinions of where you should go next or what you should do. I don't know what the hallway looks like for you. I really don't. But I am going to leave you with two things. I'm going to leave you and myself with two things, because as much as I'm talking to y'all about this, I'm talking to myself about this. I'm going to leave you two things about how to transition in the hallway. First, stop congregating in the hallway with folks that aren't going the way you are going. It's just that simple. Stop congregating in the hallway with people that aren't going the way you're going. You lose sight of your own goals and your destination hanging out with people that aren't going the way that you're going. It's that simple. Y'all know we had that one hall monitor favorite line, walk and talk, walk and talk. Ooh, they love saying that, walk and talk. You know, like, if his class is on the third floor and you got math on the first floor, don't go to that third floor, girl. Do not go to that third floor. If you need to take time to pray and have solitude, and you see your phone ring with somebody and you know they about to just gossip and just go off and be negative, do not answer their phone. If you have ever been around a senior saint, and I'm pretty sure that's everybody that's listening, they always say, birds of a feather flock together. Right? We all know what that means. Here is the gem of the day that has stuck with me even to today, and I live by it intentionally. If you want to know where you're going, look at your friends. Yep, that's enough for me. Episode over. Yep. If you want to know where you're going, look at your friends. I want you to make a list right now of how many people in your immediate environment, people who you call your friends, my ace boom coons, my day ones, you know. Make a list of how many people in your immediate environment who are on the same mission as you, and those who are not on the same mission as you, and that's pulling you down. The ones that are not on the same mission as you, I need you to have a real conversation with you first. Yeah, look in that mirror. Go to that notebook or whatever you do, your journal, whatever. Had a conversation with you. And then had that conversation with that person. Just be real. Just be authentic. I'm not saying to go have a conversation and beat that person up. Maybe you can have that conversation and say, hey man, this is where I'm at right now in my life. This is where you are. What can we do to help each other? What can we do to pull each other up? Because right now you're pulling me down and I don't want to be pulled down. You know, I've done this and I continue to do it and intentionally do it, and I live by it. I've separated myself from so many people, whether that was in high school, college, whatever. You know, we talk every now and then. I talk to some people every now and then that I've had to kind of separate myself from. But I keep it pushing. You know, you can't help yourself. You can't help me. I'm sorry. I love you to death. I love you with the love of the Lord. But I'm sorry. You know, surround yourself with people that will help you, that will motivate you, right? That's going to grind and cry with you. Okay? So this is for somebody. Stop congregating. It's just that simple. Lastly, if you don't know where to go, just ask. I remember the first day of school when they would print out our schedules, and I would have my schedule in my hand, you know, ready to find my classroom, ready looking for my teacher in the hallway. You know, the only place I knew on the first day was where the gym was at and the cafeteria. And now I figure everything else out. That's all I knew, you know. But if you don't know where to go, just ask. You know, this is something I've recently learned and I've had to put in practice. You know, I can't really go into too much detail without giving a lot of things away. But, you know, I'm kind of on the brink of making a big time decision right now. And y'all, I didn't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I've called many people, you know, that I know that can pour into me the right way, that has sound wisdom. I've called people that have been where I'm going, that have been in my shoes before, just even just experienced life, you know. And it's okay to ask for help when you need it. I'm gonna say that again. It's okay to ask for help when you need it. But before you ask for help, you gotta humble yourself first enough to know that you need help. That's for somebody right there. You don't want to be that person walking into class and you done sat in this teacher class for 45 minutes and you sitting in the wrong class and just not realizing the class over with. All because you didn't want to ask for help. All because you didn't want to ask for guidance on where to go. It's okay. You know, the bravest thing that you can do is ask for help. And I'm going to leave you with that. The bravest thing that you can do is ask for help. And you're probably like, well, why would I do that? Why is that the bravest thing? Because when you ask for help and you receive it, you now have the knowledge and the confidence to extend your hand and help somebody else down the hallway. All right, y'all, let's wrap this up and head for home base. Once again, follow, subscribe, download, turn on all the notifications. Yeah, you know what to do. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Let me know what you think about it. Leave a review. Tell me what you liked about it. You already know. I want you to be impacted so you can go be impactful. I love you. God loves you. And that's all that matters. Until next time, folks. Peace.